This book is dedicated to all guardian angels, great and small. Epigraph. When walking through the valley of shadows, remember, a shadow is cast by a light. Austin O'Malley, American Scientist, 1858 to 1932. Prologue. Fairfax, Virginia, 12 years ago. The sun eased toward the horizon. The bright green trees, stylish homes, high-rise condos, and office buildings cast long shadows behind them when Erica Hart turned off the Dulles Tollway exit to enter the planned community of upscale homes, office parks, and shopping centers. While merging into rush hour traffic, she calculated the number of hours she had left to complete each task on her to-do list before her Saturday morning departure. Memorial Day weekend marked her and her son's migration to the lake house in Spencer, Maryland, for the summer season. Sensing that the traffic light ahead was about to turn red, Erica pressed her foot against the accelerator pedal to speed through the intersection and turned into the shopping plaza. Time to check cook dinner off her list. A couple of pizza pies would make her very popular with her husband and 7-year-old son. If she was lucky, she could get home before Brett went off duty from the veterinary emergency hospital. No such luck. She rolled past the pizza place to find a long line of customers with the same idea. Rats. Should have called in the order when I left the department store. With a sigh, Erica slung her bag over her arm and climbed out of her SUV. As soon as she opened the door, a wave of heat and humidity bathed her body in a layer of sweat. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Inside the pizza restaurant, she waded through the crowd of exhausted professionals and stressed-out parents to make her way to the server manning the takeout counter. "Can I help you, ma'am?" the pimply-faced teenager asked. Erica started at the name. "Ma'am? I'm not even 30. Who are you calling ma'am?" There wasn't one gray strand in her red hair, nor did she have so much as one wrinkle on her smooth alabaster skin. "Do I look like a ma'am to you?" While she wordlessly chastised him, the kid behind the counter stared at her with growing annoyance. Two other customers fell in line behind her. One murmured, "If you don't know what you want, step aside so that others can place their orders." With the urgency of someone being shocked by a cattle prod, Erica said, "I'd like 2 large pizzas, one with extra cheese. Make the other a veggie delight." After she paid for the order, the clerk handed a receipt to her. The order number read 331. She looked up at the counter showing the current customer being served perched above the register. 321. Rats! She moved to wait in a vacant spot in front of the plate glass window, where she spotted the sign for the pet store at the opposite end of the shopping plaza. Memorial Day sale. Don't forget your fur babies. It advertised, buy one pet treat, get the second half off. She calculated. 4 dog bones should entertain the pack during the 3-hour drive out to Deep Creek Lake. Can't forget a new toy for Teddy. He'll never forgive me if I dared to forget him. 20 minutes and $75 later, she returned with 2 shopping bags full of pet toys and treats, just in time for the clerk behind the counter to call her number. Perfect timing. She tossed the bag of pet goodies into the back of her minivan, the pizza boxes on the front passenger seat, and braced herself to join the rest of the Washington metropolitan populace in the mad rush home. She slipped the key into the ignition as a barking sound erupted from her handbag. "Probably Riley wanting to know why I'm late." She snatched the phone from the front pocket of her bag and checked the caller ID. "Connor." She pressed the button to accept the call. "Connor, I was going to call you this weekend after we got in. I hope it's not too late. What days do you have available to clean the house?" To Erica's surprise, Connor stammered before saying,
I need to look at my schedule. Erica, didn't your dad get a Medal of Honor?
It was Erica's turn to be surprised. Yes, Vietnam. Why?
That's what I thought. Because...
Connor stopped. Erica held her breath while waiting for her to continue. Why would Connor call me out of the blue to ask me about Dad's Medal of Honor?
Who is it?
Connor?
Erica, I can't talk right now. I'll call you later tonight.
Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. Present day. Reports of multiple bodies found at the residence of Spencer's deputy chief of police drew news journalists from West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and as far away as Virginia to the small resort town. The sun was rising when journalists and camera crews stationed themselves along the yellow crime scene tape, draped across the end of the long lane that ended at the A-frame log home. A mile off the main road, the quaint setting included a dock with a fishing boat and a small barn. Two Maryland State Police officers struggled to keep the more persistent journalists behind the tape. The farm was nestled at the mouth of a wide mountain stream feeding into Deep Creek Lake. At the foot of Spencer Mountain, the home exuded an air of rural tranquility, which contrasted the increasingly horrific details of the crime that had occurred during the night. A young journalist in a lilac pencil skirt with a matching jacket staked out a position as close to the crime scene tape as possible. The photographer framed the shot to capture detectives, crime scene investigators in overalls, and uniformed officers, all donning evidence gloves and paper booties, darting in and out of the home's glass double front doors. Residents of the resort town of Spencer woke up to a gruesome mass murder this morning, she reported in a somber tone. Late last night, officers were called to this peaceful-looking farm to discover what is being described as a bloodbath. It is still early in the investigation, but anonymous sources on the scene say there are seven victims, including a child. Authorities have not released names of the victims due to police still notifying the families. However, we've been told that one victim is a law enforcement officer. Dustin O'Meara is the deputy chief of Spencer's police department. He and his family moved to Spencer from Montana 3 months ago. The child was his 10-year-old daughter, Courtney. Another victim is his elderly father-in-law, who was living with the family. Also, we were told one of the victims was the sister-in-law of another police officer with the same department. The journalist jumped when she saw a dark SUV turn to pull into the lane. The horde of journalists rushed to peer through the windows at the occupants inside, identifying Mac Faraday behind the wheel and a German shepherd in the back seat. An excited murmur rose among them. One of the state police officers detached the tape and waved the SUV through while his partner held the journalists back. The vehicle slowly made its way up the long driveway. The journalist turned to the camera. The late Robin Spencer's son, Mac Faraday, has just arrived at the scene. He's been out of the country for the past year. We're told that he only returned to Deep Creek Lake last week. A retired homicide detective, Mac Faraday has garnished quite a reputation for solving murder cases throughout Washington and here in Deep Creek Lake. What about the chief of police? The anchor asked the reporter from the network news desk. David O'Callaghan, Mac Faraday's brother, has he been informed of this tragedy that has struck his department? Is he at the scene? Our source has told us that David O'Callaghan has been on leave for the past 2 weeks. He and his wife recently had a baby, and he's been traveling to visit family out of town. Our source tells us he's been told about the murder of his deputy chief, and his family is being kept informed. It's still too early to know if he will return to Spencer to lead the investigation. When her colleagues rushed the crime scene barrier with an air of excitement, she hurried to finish her report. You can bet that Mac Faraday will take the reins in this case and get on the trail of whoever's responsible for these horrendous murders. She spun around to see the tall man with dark hair, with just a touch of silver at his temples, make his way toward them. He dressed in khaki slacks and a light windbreaker to fight off the morning chill. Good morning. He shoved his hands into the jacket's pockets. For those of you who don't know, I'm Mac Faraday. The Spencer Police Department has contracted me to represent them in this murder investigation. The Maryland State Police will take the lead in this case, but I'll make a brief statement. Is it true that Spencer's deputy chief of police was murdered? One reporter asked. Was he investigating a sensitive case that would warrant his assassination in this manner? Mac held up his hands. I can't answer questions right now, but I will tell you this. Last night, Deputy Chief Dustin O'Meara, his young daughter, father-in-law, and four women, three of whom were residents of Spencer, Maryland, were brutally gunned down in a home invasion. How were the bodies discovered? A journalist interjected. Deputy Chief O'Meara's daughter called emergency when the shooting started, Max said. She ran to her room and hid in a closet. She was on the phone with the emergency operator when the monster who did this found her and shot her at point-blank range. He swallowed and looked down at the ground. There was a collective gasp of horror among the journalists. Officers found her body in the closet when they arrived at the scene. Mac lifted his gaze to look straight at the cameras. To the animal behind this, I want to say only one thing. I'm coming for you. There's no place far enough for you to run. No place secure enough for you to hide. I'm coming after you, and I will find you. Lord help you when I do.